Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, here we are. Brand new afternoon show. 94 WIP. I'm Spike Eskin along with Ike Reese and Jackie Baseball.
Spike, Fritzy, how at you, boy?
It's a good day down at Chickies. Patty Melt Fridays for everyone involved here. Yes,
weight loss day. Fritz over there with his Patty Melt Fridays.
Listen, sometimes you need an exception. It's okay to have some fun.
Nothing goes better with Philly playoff basketball than Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, online at chickiesandpetes.com. Boy, do we have a big weekend, Mr. Ike Reese.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long road for the process. 11 years ago, we started this. The idea was to win a championship. We have a big playoff series ahead of us. Not only is it New York, which we hate. I would never go there. I certainly wouldn't spend 3 years of my life there. Not only is it the Knicks, which are 90 minutes up the turnpike, but this right here, this year for the Sixers, is the best position they've been in to have success the entire time. I am in on this playoff run. I know they were in the play-in. I know they're the seventh seed. But the Sixers this year, when Joel Embiid played, were much better than the Knicks. They were much better than every team in the Eastern Conference except for the Celtics. They were the second-best team in the East when he was playing. I am in on the Sixers. When we needed him to come through the other night in the play-in game against the Miami Heat, when they needed him in the fourth quarter, there were 11 points, there were rebounds, there were block shots, there was energy, there was the big guy, the MVP of the league, the reigning MVP coming through.
Right.
I am in on the Sixers this year. They beat a good team in the playoffs for the first team ever in a game that mattered. This is New York. We cannot allow New York to win this game one. We cannot allow New York to win this series. I am in. I am all in. No falling off the bandwagon. No saying they should trade Joel after the first game when they don't play well. If you have the stomach for it, and by 6 o'clock today, you have to declare yourself in or out. 215-592-9494. Ike Reese.
I like it.
Are you in?
I'm in, brother.
You're in.
I'm all in. Yes, sir.
You have the stomach for being down 0-1 after a loss at MSG, if that's what it is.
Listen, here's the thing, and I made this passionate plea to everyone last year after the disappointing loss to Boston. As frustrated and as angry as we were last May, when that happened, I said then, when the season comes around, when next playoffs comes around, I'm going to put my heart right back on the line with this team. I don't care how mad I am right now, I'll get back off the ground, and I'm going to put my heart right back on the line for this basketball team, and primarily because of Joel Embiid. Quite frankly, he's the most talented basketball player I've seen wear a Sixers uniform. He just is. And we can argue about whether he's the best, the greatest, all this other stuff. I'm just saying on sheer talent, his size, the things he's capable of doing, he's the best I've seen. Didn't see Wilt play, so Wilt's out of the conversation. But between Doc, Charles, AI, those guys, this guy is the best. And so he's the guy that makes me okay with constantly climbing that hill again, no matter how many times I'll fall down the hill. I don't mind climbing back up the hill with Joel Embiid and the Sixers, and I understand everything that comes with that. So that's my explanation as to why I'm all in. Yeah, I'm all in.
You only get so many opportunities when the team that you cheer for, especially in the NBA, has one of the very, very, very best players in the NBA.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good players in the NBA, right? There's the Devin Bookers of the world.
Oh, and, I like Devin Booker.
But the 12th best player in the NBA. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of really good players who aren't quite the guy.
Yeah.
We have a guy who is among the elite, right? And he is not perfect. He's failed. He's failed a number of times, both of his own volition and because he was hurt and because of all these other things, because mm-hmm. of the things around him. But you only get so many chances with a guy like that, and you can't – the people that say, well, if this doesn't work, we can't take a chance because he gets hurt all the time, or he doesn't show up this, he doesn't show up that. Whatever your alternatives are, they're not as good as having one of the two or three best players in the league and running it back and trying it again, which is why I'm in the same boat with you. I don't care how many times he hurts his knee. I don't care how many times he mopes on the court. I will come back and say I believe that he can do it because there's only so many people in the league that can, and yeah. he's one of them.
And when he finally does do it,
dude. And that's what I'm
saying. That champagne is going to taste so much better.
And that's what I'm saying. I declare that you either, if you're going to celebrate with us
right.
when it works,
right.
that you have to take the chance today.
Yes.
I get bandwagon stuff. I get casual fans. I'm not really talking about casual fans.
Mm-hmm.
Casual fans are in and out. I'm talking about the diehards that listen to this radio station that are ready to jump off too early. And I guess what I'm saying is this is a series they should win. They're favored to win this series. They would not be the 7 seed if Embiid played 65 games this year. The Sixers would be the 2 seed. If you're scared of the Knicks, if you're worried about committing, I say today, go out. We don't need you. But if you're going to be here for the run, you must be in. By 6 o'clock, you can declare. 215-592-9494. Are you in? Are you with us? Are you out? Are you against us?
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
Not for me, but asking for those out there who may be wondering.
Sounds my friend like is what you're me. Saying. Yeah, asking for a friend?
Yeah, asking for a friend.
Does this yes, have sir. To go in the take vault? Yeah. Is that your question?
No, I'm just wondering, by 6 o'clock,
yes.
are you allowed to get out of the
Yes. If look.
If somehow you started in.
You can be out.
There's enough conversation. I'm not. I'm in. I'm all the way in. But I'm saying some people may feel like, okay, maybe my mind got changed because I can understand. The third party over here, he's not going to agree with us.
Well.
And I already know he's not going to agree with us.
You can be in and out as many times as you want by 6. Like,
right.
If you're in now and there's a report Joel Embiid questionable for Saturday night.
Oh Lord!
You look.
Flared up.
I'm not gonna be out. But if you by 6 o'clock,
right?
So Fritz,
yes.
Well, yet.
Are you in or out?
I don't have the stomach for it. I don't. I know you're asking people if you have the stomach for it. I don't. Wednesday scarred me. It really did. Like
Wednesday was a win.
Barely. It was by one. And if Jimmy Butler doesn't tear his MCL, it's a loss. And we're playing tonight. And Bad Bunny is moved to Saturday. Okay. So like Wednesday night legitimately scarred me. It was everything that worried me that would happen. And you can celebrate what Joel Embiid did in the fourth quarter all you want. He looked like classic Joel for the first four quarters.
And then in
quarters.
The fourth quarter.
One time.
When it's the most important.
But how do I know he's not going to do that against the Knicks?
You have to put your heart on the line to really celebrate.
I've had my heart on the line.
Fritz, if we're doing, I'm telling you, you have until 6 to change your mind, of course, like the rest do.
Well,
but if you're out.
5:36, we have leading off.
Oh, for sure. Well, you can tell us off air.
if
he's worried about when leading off starts.
You got Garrett Crochet on that.
I'm just saying, we'll leave you behind. If you don't have the stomach for it, that means that means you don't care whether they win or lose. That means if we're on Broad Street.
I care a lot if they win or lose.
You
but
don't.
But it's house money for me at this point. This is
house money.
Are we going house money?
It's house money. No, they
he's been cheering for the Phillies too long.
They shouldn't be expected to win.
Phillies
this
are a house money
the Knicks
team,
are
not
good.
The Sixers.
Like they're not. They're probably not going to win the title. I don't think the rest of the
all
team's
right,
that good.
So forget about the title for now.
Sure.
What about just the Knicks? You don't think they are the better team?
I think it's a coin flip. I think it's a coin flip series, and home court is going to matter. MSG's a real home court. Jalen Brunson's good. They have one of the best net ratings in basketball after they got OG Anunoby. Like they're a really good basketball team. I think for now it's house money. Like the Phillies, were they supposed to be
house
the
money is the worst is mm-mm. worse than being
it's
out.
Not though. It's not though. Because were the Phillies supposed to beat the Braves in 2022?
No.
No, they weren't supposed to. No.
That was house money, and they went on a run. House money doesn't mean you're not crushed that they lost, but this is house money at this
house
point.
House money means you have nothing emotionally on the line.
Yeah, that's kind of what I take with house
that's
money.
That's loser stuff. You're saying when the Phillies eventually lost against the Astros, you were like, eh. Whatever.
It was a great run. It was a great run.
That's not how I consume.
Like that. Yeah.
Now, last year was a little bit different.
That's not how I consume sports.
When they lost, you were crushed.
Yes.
They went to Game 6 of the World Series when they weren't supposed to go there. We had a magical run.
Weren't supposed to go there doesn't matter when you were
right.
there.
It does, though. It does.
No.
When you win 87 games and you have everything that happened in the Braves series, you have everything that happened in the Padres series, you have Bedlam at the bank. Yes, I think that there is a little bit of house money there.
There's not house money with the Sixers. That's the worst thing you've ever said. I've been on the show since Tuesday, and you haven't said anything worse since then.
Got a lot of time left.
I was going to say, yeah.
We're just getting
started. Still
early,
yeah.
215-592-9494. Are you in or are you out? Brian in Limerick, you're on WIP.
Yo, guys, I'm all in, 100% all in. And you know what, Jack? Go listen to the Phillies. The Sixers are going to go further this year than the Phillies. The Phillies might not even make the playoffs. Here's my thing, guys.
It sounds like you hate the Phillies.
We're
no,
not
I don't
doing that.
I hope they win 100
Sounds,
games.
Okay.
But the Knicks, you know, this is a good story, but the Sixers are a better team. Besides Brunson, where are they getting their points in a seven-game series? DiVincenzo averages 15 points a game. Anunoby averages 14. Are these guys going to start scoring 10 points a game over their averages? You know, Embiid's going to get his points. Maxey is going to get his. We're deeper this year. We have a better coach this year. This is a five-game series. We're going to take game one, and people are going to be upset nationally, all the national heads that are picking it on.
A five-game
series?
I
you
mean,
got this, you got the Sixers winning 4-1?
Yeah. They say they're going to bring, you know, they have these two centers, and they're going to run and be physical with Embiid. Well, Embiid's always getting hacked and getting fouled, and we like that. You know, hack Embiid, let him go to the line. He shoots 90%, and then that puts us in the penalty. I mean, you know, Tibbs always does this. All his teams, he has them playing at, like, you know, 9,000 RPMs all season long. They're not that deep, and they don't – where are they getting the points? Just – you're telling me – DiVincenzo was a league journeyman before he got there, and so is Hart. You're telling me these guys are going to beat Maxey and Embiid an MVP and Maxey an All-Star? In basketball, the team with the best players wins 90% of the time.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brian. I think when you look at it, if Embiid shows up and Maxey shows up, I truly don't think – They're at
I believe the
risk
Sixers winning six
of losing the series. Yeah.
Yeah. If that happens, and for me, I know we focus on Joel Embiid, and he will be the focus. This is not saying he doesn't have to step up and be the best player in the series, but I really do believe Tyrese Maxey is the X factor.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Because, like the last caller just said, and I like DiVincenzo. I liked DiVincenzo when he was at Nova. So
they have
I've
a bunch
liked
of good
him.
Players.
Yes,
they have
I've always liked Dante. Absolutely. Always liked him as a player. Real underrated athlete, too. Like, you don't realize he has good size at that two-guard position. And
you're saying he's surprising athletically. Why are you saying that?
Well, stop me.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It's okay. Not, we're past the days of white guys not being athletic.
Okay, all right.
I know. When I actually know what it is nowadays is that when you do compliment them, they are even more athletic than you expect. And that's
right.
Why I think DiVincenzo sort of falls in that category.
And that's why you want Cooper DeJean at 22.
Exactly. There's another good point by you there. White men can jump.
Yes.
So I'm with you on that. And I think DiVincenzo has become a little bit more offensive-minded the second half of the NBA season.
Yep.
But he doesn't have the scoring prowess that Tyrese Maxey has. So to me, Maxey could be the guy that separates the team in the series.
Yeah, it's not the be-all, end-all, but the truth is that what the caller said is correct. The Sixers have two guys, maybe even two and a half, who can go off.
Yeah.
Who you think, you know, Maxey scored 50
Who's
points.
Who's the half?
Yeah, Oubre.
Don't say it. I know what you're thinking. I
Come
know
on, Ike.
Ooh, Brandon is New York. Oh,
man.
He's from
don't
New
let
York.
Toby go
oh,
home,
let
baby.
Toby get hot in this
Toby's
series.
Toby's going
man.
Home.
I do believe he's going to average 15 in this series.
Oh, wow. That's a big number.
Yeah.
It's inspiring.
Playoff high, 15.
The Pistons won in this offseason again.
I can't Everything's stand fun. Y'all, man. Okay, 17. He's averaging 17
there
this
there
series.
Will
you take 17?
Have a take, yes. I
would take 17?
Would die for 17.
Would you accept 17?
I would accept 17.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I think, you know, Maxey scored 50 points
three
times this year. If as long as we do not get the shell-shocked Maxey, that was really, we're going to need the worst out of both of them to not win this series.
Yes.
Truly, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think if you get a lot of first three quarters Embiid, if you get a lot of, you know, Wednesday night, was it Wednesday night? Mm-hmm. Tuesday night, Wednesday, whatever it was, Tuesday night Maxey. Then I think they could be in trouble, but I just don't think that's going to happen. And I look at the regular season games between the Knicks and the Sixers, and the Knicks crushed them three times. But that is what the Knicks are. The Knicks,
a regular season team.
They grind and grind. And I do. I don't think this series is going to be easy. But there's a difference between, you know, like an easy six-game series and a tough six-game series.
Right.
You know, I think this is tough all the way through. But I do think the Sixers are significantly better than the Knicks are. I do.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
that,
we got the X factor.
Yeah.
He has to be the X factor coming down the stretch.
Go ahead. I don't think this is a Maxey series at all. I actually don't think he's going to do much. Like, I think they have heart. I don't. I really don't. I think they have heart. I think they have Anunoby.
To throw
I think they have Brunson.
Yeah.
Like, this is Embiid has to average 35 a game if
no.
they want to win.
No.
It has to be.
There's no
Maxey's
one.
Maxey's not going to do it. It's not a Maxey series at all.
There is. I'm telling you, there is no player in the NBA one-on-one that is stopping Maxey. If he decides that he wants to do it, and that's how the Knicks play. The Knicks don't do what the Heat do. They're not throwing zones at you or anything. They man up all the time. I don't care if it's Josh Hart. I don't care if it's OG Anunoby. They'll make him work.
Yeah.
They'll absolutely make him work, but I don't think any of those guys stop him or slow him down significantly. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
What up?
What's up, D?
I don't know. I hate to do this, Ike, but I agree with Jack, man.
Thank you.
The Sixers, and people always go with Jack about the Phillies, but I feel the same way about the Phillies too. Like, I'm tired of getting excited just to not be excited. And with the Sixers, they got to win in this series, to me, ain't enough. You know what I mean?
Well, can we start there? I mean, can we win this series first?
Well, listen, we lost a lot of a winnable series with the Sixers. So us going up there beating the Knicks just got Brunson. I'm trying to see us in the Eastern Conference Finals.
You're saying they should win this series.
Yeah, I'm just not getting myself all worked up to win the first round playoff series. We've already done that.
Derek,
you know what I mean?
Can I ask you something? When the Eagles during the Andy Reid era were in championship after championship game, did you ever get to a point when you
great
said,
times.
Wake me up? Yeah, there were some excellent special teams players on those teams. You were saying, wake me up when we're in the Super Bowl?
When we win.
Oh, come on,
I'm
man.
50 years old, man. I've witnessed a lot of losing, man.
So have I. And that, but the,
you know what I mean?
The glory, the true joy is when you give the team your entire heart, when you're not just waiting for them to win.
I'm
not here to talk you into anything. I'm disappointed in you as a person. I'm not here to talk you into it. I'm just telling you how I feel.
I turned the game off at halftime the other night, and when I woke up to check the score, I was happy that we won, but I was just like, man, we struggling with, like Jack said, with half MCL Jimmy Butler.
No, right? Duncan Robinson. No Terry Rozier.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, we was talking about Tobias Harris. We had to have Nicholas Platoon. How old is he?
He saved their bacon.
Hold up. Thank you for the call, Derek. So everyone gets all excited when Dante DiVincenzo or Josh Hart has a great game. But when Nick Batum has a great game, it's like, they needed Batum to get him there.
Well, it's how sustainable is it?
Well, but you don't need him to do it every time. That's what I'm saying. Like that, those are
certainly better not. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll be hoping for a long time.
Yeah.
So the morning show side question today.
Yes.
I don't know. There was a huge pop culture event today.
What happened?
As the brand new Taylor Swift album came out.
I thought Beyonce dropped another country song.
No.
That whole album's out now, by the way.
I could care less. That album went wood.
That's what I like
to
hear.
Did you say
what? Pause.
Relax.
I'm just saying, you know when an album goes wood or brick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not saying.
It didn't make you go wood.
No.
Oh, would you stop it?
You are out of control.
Yeah, he's the one that's out of control.
So the
now.
New Taylor Swift album, Tortured Poets Department, comes out. It's a double album. I do not understand the Taylor Swift thing. So the question, the morning show side topic today, and the winner of today gets a brand new Eagles 2024 draft hat, and you're qualified for the grand prize drawing to win an autographed Jalen Hurts midnight green Eagles jersey, courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop. On Saturday, tomorrow, the Lincoln Financial Field Pro Shop will host a Jalen Hurts Kelly Green jersey signing from 10 to 11:30 a.m. First 150 fans who come to the store and purchase a Kelly Green Jalen Hurts jersey tomorrow will be able to have their jersey signed on site by Jalen Hurts. So the question is, for the morning show side topic, what's overrated? I say Taylor Swift overrated.
Taylor Swift is overrated?
Overrated.
I'm not a Swiftie.
You're not a Swiftie.
Don't tweet it.
Definitely don't tweet it.
Well, yeah,
we don't need that.
Don't tweet it.
It's a little much.
Yeah, keep it off of Twitter.
Yeah, we definitely don't need that on Twitter.
Safe space.
Wow.
What do you got?
I'm actually surprised that you got Taylor as being overrated.
Overrated.
Nice
songs. Overrated.
Overrated. Give me a second.
All right.
Okay.
I
what do you
up
got?
With something that I really want to put out there is overrated.
Here's what I got. And this is actually a longstanding Ike opinion.
Uh-oh.
That has now crept into my way of thinking.
What you got?
Mock drafts. Like, they're so dumb. I mean, they're always wrong. But these scouts don't know anything. That you give this full like breakdown.
It's the biggest sham for 3 months.
You have no idea these players are going to be good. Like, how do these players go in the sixth round that end up being the greatest player of all time, the greatest center of all time?
They suck.
They all suck. They don't know what they're doing.
That's a Howard take if I ever heard.
Mock drafts is being overrated.
Well, they're pointless. I know they're content. We're content men. I appreciate content, but it's dumb. They don't know anything. Like, at least if they knew something,
they know as much as we do.
They don't know squat.
Yeah, Spike's doing a YouTube board later. He has as much info on these guys as the the mock draft guys do.
It's ridiculous. They don't know anything.
You got anything yet, or you want to hold on?
I'm trying to make sure I
don't get in trouble.
Well, yeah, I'm going to offend somebody here.
Yeah,
you want to say Bad Bunny?
I can't say Bad Bunny because I don't know Bad Bunny. I just found out about Bad Bunny today.
Yeah.
I'll have one in a minute.
Okay, all right. 215-592-9494 for the Sixers. You have to declare by 6 p.m. Are you in? Or are you out? Are you riding? Or are you staying home like Jack over there?
Yep.
We are at Chickies and Pete's. Baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game. Find a location near you online at chickiesandpetes.com. Next, B-Ball Paul, one of my favorites, backup center for the Sixers, did something very, very, very bad that has a lot of people upset.
Come on, B-Ball.
We will play that for you next on the new afternoon show on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.